Peace of Christ be with you. Four quick announcements, real quick. The first one, Life After College series happening today from 3 to 5 at the Martha Miller Center with the theme of godly decision making. Yes, if you want to figure out or want to think together about how are the processes we make godly decisions, come to the Martha Miller at 3. If you can't make it at 3 today, there'll be another session tomorrow at the Martha Miller from 7 to 9. The second announcement is this. There is a great conference on March 4th on campus, put on by the St. Benedict Forum, that is about restoration within the prison system. Calvin College actually started a prison ministry, and out of that ministry, some of the students contacted Jared Ortiz in our religion department, who were Catholic in the prison, and said, hey, could we put on a conference? Since they're in jail, they can't leave. And so there's going to be a conference put on in the Moss Auditorium from 9 to 4 o'clock on March 4th. If you're at all interested in that conversation about what does it mean to bring justice and restoration within a prison system, we are, as Christians, called to care about those who are in prison and the orphan and the widow, to love mercy and justice and to walk humbly with God. If that is at all on your heart, I encourage you to check out the St. Benedict website. We'll give you a couple more reminders of that. Tomorrow, Reuter, is this in DeVos tomorrow? DeVos tomorrow. If there's anyone who's been injured in athletics or a musician, maybe your fingers, I don't know. But if there's anyone who's been injured at all, there's a new ministry, Team 43, that will be kind of outreaching to those people who are just recovering from an injury. So check that out tomorrow at DeVos. And then finally, we had a great night last night right here in Dibnit Chapel for those that wanted to learn about leadership within campus ministries, whether it's worship leading, small groups and discipleship, or mission and integral mission opportunities. We encourage you to get on our website if you're at all interested in applying for a leadership position. Do that today. Those are my announcements. All right, friends, let's pivot. Let's just take a moment of silence to prepare ourselves to listen to the word. Come, Lord, and speak, for your servants are listening. Amen. Hear these words from the book that we love, the bush that burns and is never consumed. Matthew 13, verses 44 and 45. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which somebody found and then hid, and then went out in his joy and sold all that he has and bought the field. Again, the kingdom of God is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. And on finding one pearl of great value, he went out and sold all that he had and bought it. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. One of the secrets to a successful life, spiritual or otherwise, is to recognize the value of something or someone and then respond to it appropriately. One of the secrets to a successful life is recognizing the worth or value of something or someone and responding to it appropriately. This is why I indulge in one of my guilty pleasures. Anyone ever watch Pawn Stars? History Channel? Yeah. I'm not proud about it. I love this show. I was a history major in college, so I like kind of all things old. It's about the gold and silver pawn shop in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Harrison family. There's the old man, looks like Johnny Cash, always dressed in black, Richard, and then there's Rick, his son, and then there's Corey, the grandson, and then there's Chumley. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You might have this guilty pleasure too. It will not be uncommon for my beloved Kristen to come home and I am on my couch with my feet up and I have just been watching Pawn Stars for about 6 hours. I am captivated by this show. You never know what's going to walk through the door. The whole premise is that people bring a variety of different merchandise to sell or pawn. And everything, whether it's a baseball card or a piece of memorabilia or an instrument or a car or some artifact from history, everything has a backstory, a history to it. But what I really love about the show is that they haggle, right, about what something is worth. The whole show is based upon there is this thing in front of them that's on the counter, and they've got to decide what it's worth. And when you discover something that is beautiful, something that is rare, something that is unique, something that is valuable, you'll do all that you can to have it. I remember one episode, somebody came in with a mint condition comic action number one. This is where Superman is introduced. It's the holy grail of comic books. This thing is worth $3.2 million. The guy had no idea. That was a good day for that dude. And they bring in these experts to tell them what it's worth. When you discover something rare, beautiful, valuable, you'll do whatever you can to obtain it. The secret of life is to recognize the worth of something or someone and respond to it appropriately. That's what Jesus is talking about in these parables. These two parables in Matthew 13, this parable chapter, these are called the parable of the gems. There's the first parable of the field. There is a treasure that is found. Somebody's in this field, finds this treasure, and then hides it again. And then he leaves and he figures out who owns this field and he sells everything that he has. Imagine everything that he has. His clothes, his house, his belongings, his computer, his bike, everything he has to go buy that field. I can imagine that his parents and his friends saying, why are you going to buy that field? It's just a rocky field. It's not that important. It's not that valuable. But he's got some inside information. And he knows that if he buys this field, his life will change forever for the good. Likewise, the merchant who's in search of a fine pearl. He goes out to the highways, the byways. He goes to the mall. He goes to the market. He's looking over hundreds, thousands of pearls in search of that one fine pearl. He's a connoisseur. And connoisseurs, like the Harrison family in Pawn Stars, can instinctively, by feel or touch, recognize something of great value. He sees one pearl of great price. It's pure. It's simple. He doesn't have enough money on him to buy that pearl, and so he leaves it with whoever owns it, and he goes, and what does he do? He sells everything that he has. Everything that he has. Just to buy that one small pearl. Amazing stories of two people who recognize the worth of something and then respond to it appropriately. In the first one, the parable of the field, it says that he went out with joy and sold all that he has. He went out with joy. It was joy that drove the sacrifice. For him, it was no sacrifice at all because he recognized the overwhelming worth of what he was going to purchase. For him, it was actually a bargain. Joy. Joy, joy is what drives the sacrificial life. It's not duty, it's not drudgery. It's recognizing the worth of something right in front of you. But this is the trick. This is what most people don't get. You have to be able to see and recognize the value of something when it's right in front of you. Most often in life, the greatest gifts, the greatest blessings are lost, not because we misplace them, but because we don't recognize the value of what they are or who they are when they're standing in front of us. Most of our relationships are lost because we don't recognize the value of who it is we're in relationship with. The key to a successful life is to recognize the worth of something valuable and to respond to it appropriately. Let me ask you a question, and it's personal. And only you can answer it for yourself. Your parents can't, I can't, your professors can't. It's the question you answer in the secret heart. And the question is this: what is your pearl? What is your field? What is the one thing, your deepest desire, that you would literally sell everything for? The answer to that question will shape your entire life. Only you can answer it. The answer to that question is what you will worship your entire life. And the answer can be lots of different things. For me, one of the things I most want in life is a beautiful soul. I would like to have a soul that is alive with God. I would like to have a soul that is no longer poisoned by competitions and petty jealousies. I'd like to have a soul that has the eyes to see the beauty of the Lord all around me. I would like to have a soul that is stirred and quickened by justice to walk humbly with God. I would like to have a soul that is free. What I most want in life, if I'm really honest with myself, if I really am just vulnerable, is I want to have a beautiful soul. Because it's the one thing I get to have, my soul. And one of the things that I pray for you, we pray for you, is that while you're here, you don't just get an education. We want that. Particularly now that it's sunny and all of you stop studying. Keep studying. What we want is for you to have a beautiful soul. But how do you get that soul? Jesus is telling us the good news. Jesus is saying, I am the pearl. I am the field. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field. Jesus is the king of the kingdom. He is the one that is hidden, that not everyone sees. You see, a lot of people just passed by the field. A lot of people saw the same pearls and they ignored them. The trick of a successful life is to recognize what is valuable when it's right in front of you. My friends, the good news is this. The kingdom of God is breaking in upon us right now. God has inaugurated the Holy Spirit to bring about this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And he has chosen us, you, me, to be a people that will bear hope into all this world if we would only say yes to him. The goal to a successful life, a meaningful life, is to give all that you have to God that you might receive everything that you have ever hoped or desired. Jesus is the pearl. Jesus is the treasure hidden in the field. Hear this good news and go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.